We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top by the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that there are three professions that they're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach until Chatzai Sak upon them. They're allowed to do work. Now, what is these three things? That's what Gemara is going to talk about. What are these three things? So halacha is that Chalamoy, you're not allowed to do malacha, everyone knows. And Erev Pesach is more kuladik than Chol HaMoed. So if you find something's mutter in certain cases of Chol HaMoed, so then it'll be mutter Erev Pesach is much easier. So the Gemara gives examples now. Tana, Hachaitim, the tailor's allowed to work Erev Pesach at Tolchat Sais. Shekain, Hedyet, Toifer, Kedarka, Bechol HaShemoed. Because Allah is, a non-professional is allowed to sew Kedarka in Chol HaShemoed. A professional tailor's not allowed to work Chol HaMoed. That means, just to speak this out, because people don't understand it sometimes. Let's say your kid gets a hole in his pants, and you want to bring it to the cleaners, to the non-Jewish cleaners to fix it up. Even though you have no other suit for Yontif, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring it to the tailor to fix up a Yontif, because you're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman on Yontif. But a non-professional is allowed to sew, because a non-professional tailor, a person who's sewing, will definitely not sew well. It'll definitely be a shinui. And it's mutav a tailor do a shinui also. But a hedit is always a shinui. So halacha is a hedit is allowed to sew on Chol HaMoed. Since you find this idea of sewing on Chol HaMoed, so Erev Pesach you can sew kedarka already. Hasaparim v'akayif, in the barbers and the laundromat, shekain, so also you find a Chol HaMoed, a certain idea that's mut to take a haircut or a laundry on Chol HaMoed. How is that? Habam d'izyam, a guy comes back from a trip from overseas on Pesach, by yoytze v'esach surim, or someone comes out of jail on Pesach, misaprim v'chapsim, he's allowed to wash. He's allowed to wash the clothing and allowed to take a haircut on Mechol HaShemoed. So therefore, the Erev Pesach, which is more cool, they're allowed to do this. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amar Afar Atzonim. The shoemaker is also allowed to work before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Shekain, we find also on Chol HaMoed a certain idea. Earlier we call them Mesatkin Menaleim Mechol HaShemoed. You're allowed to fix the shoes on Chol HaShemoed. But my commitment is, what's the Chol HaShemoed? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Tanakama. They're allowed to fix the shoes on Chol HaShemoed. So Mar Sova, the maiden Tchilas Malacha, Masef Malacha. Good there, you're allowed to fix your shoes, but you can't make new shoes. And therefore, Erev Pesach, I can fix shoes, but I can't make new shoes. So this is saying, Lemaidin Tchilas Malacha, Masef Malacha, means, Rav Yezu, the whole, you learn out, Tchilas Malacha, I can create shoes from that I can fix shoes on Chol HaMoed. And Masav, in Lemaidin Tchilas Malacha, Masef Malacha, you can't learn out, Tchilas Malacha, Masef Malacha. But according to Rabban, it'll come out, you're allowed to fix your shoes, Erev Pesach. Because that you do could learn out, you just can't learn out, you can make shoes. But what is this, what's mavui in this Gemara? That on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to fix your shoes on Chol HaMoed. Only oil regalim allowed to. So the Taisus over here of an art says, Mahaka mashma behedya, the also sakin on Chol HaMoed. The guy's shoes get broken on Chol HaMoed, he can't fix it. Why not? He says, it's a dava ava, it made him rip more. He says, you can buy new shoes. And it's not a dava ava to have new shoes, because you always have two pairs of shoes. Maybe for children it would be different. But for adults, you always could buy a new pair of shoes. It doesn't call a loss. You'll have the shoes after the shoes used up. You know, gets rubbed out. You have another pair of shoes. It's never called a loss. But kids, maybe yes. But you never have a shayla. You have to ask the shayla. Like a problem, that's what comes up in my Gemara. The Erev Pesach has a lot of coolers over Chol HaMoed. So the rule of thumb is anything you can do in Chol HaMoed, you can do Erev Pesach. But anything you can't do in Chol HaMoed, you have to ask a shayla to know what's mutter on Erev Pesach more than Chol HaShemoed. Zok the Mishnah. Meshivim shayvachim utarnegaylim. And Rashi has a gear so also leyanim. Shayvachim means like for doves or utarnegaylim. You could take your chicken or your dove and put it on an egg to warm the egg up to hatch. The egg should hatch on your dalet. On Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do this. Even though you're not the malacha, you're allowed to do this. But utarnegaylim shabarcha, machzir noyislam kaima. And the tarnegaylim that ran away from its egg, you're allowed to return it and put it on top of its egg on Erev Pesach. Vim Mesa, if it dies, Meshivim Acheres Tachteh, you can get another chicken to put on top of the egg. Garfin Metachas Ragle Behema B'Yodalet. There's a lot of zevel, a lot of dung under the behemoth, so you want to clear it out. So on Erev Pesach, you'll have to clear it out. And even bring it outside to the garbage dump. But on Chol HaMoed, Mesalkim Mestatim, you know, I'll do so much tircha and bring it out. You just push it to the side of the barn. Another halacha, malichin kelim umavin mebeis uman. You'll have to bring back kelim from the beis uman. Let's say the carpenter, or whatever that is. You'll have to bring him things to do and bring back things for him on Erev Pesach. even when that's Sarach Moed, it's still mutter to do that. And the Gemara will discuss. First, the Gemara discusses our first line in our Mishnah. The first line of Mishnah says that if you have eggs that you want to turn into chickens, and you put the chicken on top of the egg, and then you're allowed to put it on l'chatchila. And then it said, if the chicken runs away, you're allowed to return it. And if it dies, you're allowed to put a new one on it. If the halacha is allowed l'chatchila to put a chicken on an egg, so of course if it runs away, you can put it back. What's the chiddush? Hashda suvi mesvinon hadurim bayi. You have to tell me you can return it. Amavaya seifa also on the chel shemayit. What it means is I read the Mishnah. On erev Pesach, I could put a chicken down l'chatchila. On chel shemayit, I could only put it back if it runs away. So the first part of the Mishnah is talking about erev Pesach, and the second half of the Mishnah is talking about chel shemayit that machzir noisa. Why? Because there it's a hefsid beitzim. Sounds like this that. To do it l'chatchila on chalamay is aser, because aser malacha. But if it runs away, so what happens? The eggs started hatching a little bit, and if you don't bring back the chicken, so they get spoiled. So then it's a davar avad. Then you're allowed to do it even on chalamay. So chalamay, you know, start the process. But you're allowed to, if it runs away, you're allowed to put the chicken on the egg. Omar Ravuna, this din, they allowed to return it to chalamay. It's not so pashut. Not in every case. Lo yishanu, you need two tanoim, you need two conditions. Lo yishanu ela toich shloisha lemarda. First of all, you only can return it within 3 days of it running away. That katile parach tzimrimnei, the egg is still warm, so it doesn't mind going back. And also you need v'acha shloisha lishivasa, that it already had sat on the egg for 3 days, because it started hatching a little bit. Not hatching the right word, it started fertilizing already, whatever the right word is. It started getting a little bit into a chicken. The pastle bay ilgamri. It'll get ruined if you don't return your chicken. Aval achas loyish lamarda. Either it's 3 days after he left already, so it's been very hard to bring the chicken back. The part of the tzimrimnei, it's not so warm anymore. V'toych loyish shivasa, or it's within 3 days of the yeshiva of the beginning when it sat down. The katle pseida bay ilgamri. It's not a shayla pseida loy ma'adunya. You don't return the egg. You don't return the chicken. That means, to return the chicken, you have to have two factors. First of all, the egg will get ruined, which means it already sat in it 3 days. And number two, that it's easy to bring the chicken back. That means that it's within 3 days of when it left. After it left the 3 days already, the egg gets cold and the chicken doesn't want to go back to sit on this egg. It doesn't want to get near this egg. And it's much harder to bring it back. And you see from here, like Rashi speaks out, that when something is a hefsid, it's still not mutter when it's a tarach gadol. It means dava ovid is only mutter if it's not a tarach gadol. So it means, on chol hamoed, let's say someone has a dava avad, if it's a huge work, it could be you can't do it. You can't do it. That's mashma rashi. You have to know what's called a huge tairach, but you can't do it. So, like upon me, you need two conditions in order to turn the egg. You got two conditions, Maishi? Two conditions. First of all, it has to be after 3 days of sitting on it. It means the egg already started hatching a little bit, started getting a little warmed up. And also, it has to be still warm within 3 days when it ran away. That's the only way it's mutter. That's the first shita. Rav Ami Ravana filled to slice of shivasa adurim. Even if it didn't sit in it 3 days yet, you still could return the egg. What's the pshat? Because since even after 1 day, something starts happening already. It's still not a chicken; it's edible, but people don't want to eat it anymore. So it's a little bit of a hefsid then. Still a hefsid. So what's the machlag? It's not going to be machlag. The hefsid ruv lechashu, the hefsid mu lechashu. You only worry about big hefsid. A small hefsid, you can still sell this egg for the people who eat these type of eggs. So it's not so big hefsid. It's cheaper because not everyone wants it, but some people will take it. I can't sell the same price, so I can bring back the chicken to cover it. That's what Rav Ami holds. So it's like this, Rav Ami and Rav Huna, if it didn't sit in it 3 days, could I return the egg back to cover, to sit on the egg? Turn the chicken back to sit on the egg. Look at the Mishnah Vaita. Send the Mishnah, and with the Mara explain the Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah says, Garfin, you let her clean the dung from under the behemoth. Tell her, Abanon. The dung in the chatzah, in the courtyard, you let a mesalik at stadim. Shibarefes shibachatzah, in the barn and the courtyard, metzinois last, but you can bring it out to the garbage. Hagufa kasha. Amrit zevel shibachatzah. You said zevel shibachatzah, you can't bring it to the garbage. Mesalkinois at stadim. All you let it do, we're not sure what we're talking about, let's talk about Erev Pesach, we'll see the Gemara what we're talking about. All you let it do Erev Pesach is move it to the sides. You can't work too hard. Mesalkinois at stadim. And then it says, "Halatani shav refesh avachatz." So Matzino is not asking me, I bring out the garbage. So it's mamish a stira, one word to the next. Amavaya lekasha, kam biyadale, kam chol shamayid. The halacha is on chol shamayid. You bring it letzadim. That's it. On erev Pesach, even let it bring it laashpa. That's a bias teretz. Rava amano, hava b'chol shamayid. They both keep talking about even chol shamayid. V'och kama. If nase chotze karefes, if the chotze koyas is looking like a barn, matzino is laashpa. And we mean like this. They're both talking about chol shamayid, or like the carbon asana says, they're both talking even erev Pesach. The same halacha. If it's not so much in the courtyard, put it to the sides. Once it starts turning into a barn, you let it get rid of it, bring it to the ashba. That's the halacha. And like the Goyen takes out, hava b'chol shamayid, because lav b'chol shamayid. The ikavar is, there's a chilek between how bad it is in the chotze. If it's terrible, you let it bring it to the ashba. If it's not so bad, masakal and stodim. Don't do more about it. Say in the Mishnah, malichin kelim umavim beis uman. You have the basic umon, let's say the carpenter, or the guy who fixes appliances, you let it bring him things and bring it back to him on Erev Pesach. Amra Papa, Bodok la Rava. Rava asks Akasha from a Mishnah. It says Tanan, it says in a Mishnah, Melichin, in our Mishnah, Melichin Mavim Kalim Basic Umon, Afish Ain't Sarach Moyed. You let it bring something to basic umon, take it back from basic umon, even though it's not Sarach Moyed. But Aminu asks Akasha, it says in a Mishnah, Zachim Katan, Ain't Mavim Kalim Basic Umon. You're not allowed to bring, it's a Braisa or so, maybe Braisa or Mishnah, even being Kalim Beis Uman. You're not allowed to bring Kalim from a Beis Uman. Im Choshish Lehem, Shem Yignevu. If you're worried that if you leave it by the carpenter, it's going to get stolen by someone. So Mafna L'chatz Acheres. You pick it up and you drop it in the first Chatzah. So what's going on here? Armor says you're allowed to bring it home. And here it says you can't bring it home. If it's a Gneva, you can bring it to the closest Chatzah. So that's a kasha. We answered like kasha. Kam ba'arba also kam b'chol shamayid. Our mishnah with erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, glad to bring it home. Chol shamayid, you can't bring it home. You can't even pick it up. You only can pick it up if you're worried it's going to get stolen. V'bayi seima. Ha ba'arba b'chol shamayid. They both talk about chol shamayid. Like kasha, kam b'maminoi, kam b'sheinu maminoi. Our mishnah says glad to pick it up. It's the one in case we don't trust him. You don't trust him, so then you can bring it home. And that price is talking about when you do trust them, if you have to leave it there. Vatanya, bring a raya from a brisa, as a chilek between maminoi and not maminoi. Vatanya, the brisa. Mavin kelim beis uman, you let her bring home utensils from the professional's house. Could go in a kad beis akadar, you let her bring a little pottery from the pottery guy. Vakois beis zagog, you let her bring your glass from the glassmaker. Avaloit tsemer beis hatseva, you can't bring home tsemer from the beis hatseva. V'loy kelim mebeis ha'uman. And you can't bring kelim mebeis ha'uman. What's the chilek between these things? So Rashi says, the first things are tzrichin lemayit. The kad, the pottery, you need for, you know, for your meal, for your dips, for your trina. And the kois, you need to drink from. But the other things, the tzemer, I don't need now. You don't need it on yontif. And loy kelim mebeis ha'uman, v'em ein loy ma'yoychal. If you have nothing, if v'em ein loy, if the uman is going to eat, he wants you to pick it up, he wants to get paid. So what do? You pay him. You leave the item by him. You can't bring it home. If you don't trust him, so don't trust him means two things. Either you think he's going to steal it, someone will steal it, or he'll charge you again when you pick it up. So then what you do is, you take it away from him, but put it in the nearest house. If you're worried to get stolen in the house next door, bring it quietly to your house. So we see the idea, the chilek between mamina, not mamina. So we answered, picking something up in Beis Uman, there's a chilek. It both a chol shamayid, but it depends if you can trust the guy or not. But frankly, Gemara, our Mishnah says, you let her bring something to Beis Uman. Teratz the mavin, but malichin kasha. Because this other brisa says, Tana ema vim, says you can't bring home, the kosher malichin, you can't bring it to him. So if it's talking about chol shamayid, our Mishnah, so why could you bring kalim there? Ella, you're not going to be able to answer both the chol shamayid and one's mamina, one not mamina. You can't answer that. El machvar to kashin mekar. You have to answer our mishnah. It says mavin umalichin. Talking about yodal. But chol shamayid is you can't bring anything to the one. You can pick it up if you were to get lost. Now it's also mavuyah from what we learned today. They allowed to pick up something if it's sarach mayid. That means if you brought something to the cleaners before yontif and you want to pick it up on chol shamayid, you're allowed to go to cleaners and pick up your suit from the cleaners that you need for yontif. You're allowed to pick it up on yontif from the cleaners. Because you're allowed to pick up your kelim beis uman l'tzarech mayid. You just can't bring something to the cleaners on on Chol HaMoed that you can't do, and you can't pick something up that you don't need for Yom Tov. But something they need for Yom Tov, you're allowed to pick up from the cleaners on Chol HaMoed.